This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling tonight is set to speak at a public hearing about his officers' interactions with Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents during federal immigration raids. My colleague Mariah Wolfel reports the topic has been controversial, particularly since a chaotic June protest where activists accused the department of clearing the way for ICE agents at an immigration office. The department has said it was simply manning a large protest. It did not violate city law. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says tonight's meeting allows police officials to hear from the public.
If the city of Chicago in any way is coming up short, it is well within the rights of working people of this city to challenge these systems and to ensure that they're living out their full creed.
And Johnson says it's a chance for the department to fully explain how it does and does not interact with federal agents. Chicago Bears owner George McCaskey says he and his family are waiting for a deal on a new stadium to come to them. Democrats in Springfield are offering to freeze property tax assessments on a new stadium in Arlington Heights and provide state infrastructure dollars for that project. The Bears are also looking at Indiana, where the governor has signed its tax incentive plan into law. But McCaskey says in the end, where the Bears play won't matter.
Whether we go to Arlington Park or to Hammond, there is going to be an adjustment period. People are going to have to be allowed some time to get used to it. I think Bears fans are up to it.
The team owner did not specify a deadline for the deal. Illinois lawmakers have until the end of May to get their measure passed. A new COVID-19 variant has popped up in Illinois. State Department of Public Health officials say it's nicknamed Cicada. It first appeared in February in wastewater sampling. It's remained at a low level. Officials say they continue to monitor the situation. The variant has appeared in 29 states and 23 other countries. The Federal Center for Disease Control and Prevention says the COVID-19 vaccine, though, may be less effective against this Cicada variant. And some Chicago high school students learned how to dance this week from a Broadway performer. My colleague Summer Van Benton went to check it out.
Ray Graham Training Center is a transitional high school for students with disabilities. This past December, a group of them performed their version of the musical, The Wiz. And on Wednesday, those same students got a private dance lesson from a Broadway tour cast member, Jesse Jones.
You are no different. You're not a different category. You might need a little extra help, but guess what? So do I sometimes.
Student Ronald Thomas, who played the Cowardly Lion, says he's going to keep practicing.
It was pretty hard. The guy was going too fast, but I think I'm getting better. I feel like I did. I feel like I am doing great. I feel like I'm trying my best.
Summer Van Benton, WBEZ News.
You're listening to The Rundown. A psychology professor at Northwestern University is recruiting transgender youth and their parents for a study. He says he's trying to find out how gender dysphoric youth live their lives. But parents and advocates are warning against people participating in this survey. They say the professor has an agenda and could harm the trans community. My colleague talked about the situation with Sun Times reporter Violet Miller.
So to start off, tell us about the study and the professor behind it.
Yeah, so the study is called the Adolescent and Young Adult Gender Dysphoria Outcomes Study, and it's at Northwestern, like you mentioned, helmed by J. Michael Bailey. Now, he's been a professor there for, many, many years, and he's had his share of controversy. But for this study specifically, you know, they were looking to survey 1,500 parents and about 500 trans youth over the course of 5 years, checking in, you know, time and time again, just to kind of see how things progress. And something that Bailey noted to me when we spoke is that he was looking for outcomes even when parents, you know, might not be supportive. Where does that, you know, land kids? But they've had some trouble recruiting. When we spoke, they're about 2 years in now, and they have less than 500 parents and less than 100 youth. Just a percentage of the folks that they're looking for. And they've struggled to recruit in part because of the controversy that surrounds Bailey and his other co-researchers, Lisa Littman and Ken Zucker.
So a number of parents and advocates are speaking out against Bailey, and they say he shouldn't be trusted. Why?
Yeah, so he's got kind of a spotty academic past. So, you know, in 2023, one of his pieces on, another study on trans youth was actually retracted because he didn't get Institutional Review Board approval. And he also didn't get approval from subjects to share that information. In previous studies, both he and his co-researchers have had issues with, sourcing, again, with this kind of methodology of how many folks they're bringing in. They're sourcing them from specifically anti-trans or critical websites. And so, you know, that has skewed data in the past, and they've faced academic repercussions, like I said, retractions and corrections for that. But for Bailey, you know, this controversy goes back even further to 2003 when in his book he touted his colleague Ray Blanchard's theory of autogynephilia, which reduces trans women to just sexual fetishes. Bailey has also, you know, stood as a witness for Missouri in defense of its attempt to ban, you know, gender-affirming care for trans youth. And he and his co-researchers have also been cited by Illinois State Senator Andrew Chesney in bills that he has filed in Illinois that seeks to ban the care as well. And that's in addition to Health and Human Services reports from last November that also seek to ban the care nationwide.
You actually talked to Bailey about the allegations. Does he have an ideological motive here?
He says that he is not taking part in the culture war, as he called it, that he, you know, has critics on both sides and that he is critical of both sides. But his social media history doesn't really line up with that. You know, he in 2024 said of trans women, quote, "Of course, we'd prefer our sons to have normal sexuality." He has also said that he is a, quote, "scholarly ally of the gender critical movement," or folks who are, against trans folks and gender affirming care. And like I said, you know, he's been cited in some of these studies and even stood as a witness for Missouri in that legislation. So, again, it doesn't really seem like his words and actions are lining up.
What's next for this research? Is Northwestern standing behind Bailey?
Well, Northwestern didn't get back to me in the couple of times that I asked them for comment. So it seems that the study is just kind of going along. But again, facing these recruitment issues, you know, it's something that they're going to have to address. And Bailey said as much when we spoke. You know, he very much is looking at the reality that they likely aren't going to hit the numbers that, you know, they were kind of aiming for. And he said that, you know, these results shouldn't be discounted, even if they do slant one way or the other. But again, advocates are saying that slanted data will be used to harm trans folks.
That's Sun-Times reporter Violet Miller. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Weather, it's a rainy, windy, warm day, high near 70. Windy tonight, more showers and thunderstorms, low in the upper 40s. And Friday, partly sunny, maybe some rain in the afternoon, high in the mid-50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Lavis. Thanks so much for listening.